It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, yes, it's a Fractious Friday and Fab Four Friday in the studio in Laughlin. It's KNTR Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And I need to say happy birthday to my next-door neighbor. Donovan is 73 today. Yeah, up there in years. And the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai, and Kingman. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. And our first guest today is Lori Duggins with the Bullhead City Police Department. Hello.
Good afternoon.
And on Speak Out, they said Lori Duggins, and I went, nah, not quite.
I don't care. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, I know. And let me tell you, I've heard Tuneforce pronounced so many ways. That's why it was the band teacher in high school that said, are you going to be in band all 4 years of school? And I said, yeah, this is like the first week. He said, then you're Tuna, because I'm not saying Tuneforce every day for 4 years. And that was it. I was Tuna.
Right.
Yeah. And by the time I graduated, people didn't know who Tuneforce was. It was just Tuna, you know. So the big rodeo, bike rodeo, tomorrow.
Yes, it's our 24th annual for Bullhead City Police Department.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
We start at Walmart in Bullhead City at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And what we ask is people bring their children's bike. It's for all ages, actually.
Right.
We need people to learn the rules of the road.
Yeah.
We want them to bike safe. And it's that time of year that hopefully they're getting their bikes out and riding them. And sometimes when they bring them out of the garage, they might need their tire fixed or something like that. Don't worry about it. We're going to safety check it and try to fix it up as much as we can. Thanks to the Bullhead City Kiwanis Morning crew.
Yeah.
They once again this year stepped up and bought us $500 worth of bike parts.
Yep.
Took me not very long yesterday to spend 100% of that $500.
Oh, yeah, for all the parts?
Yes.
Good, okay.
Yes.
All
well,
right.
We really needed them.
Well, and like you said, kids have a bike that's been maybe in storage over the winter, and now they're ready to ride it, so it's got a flat, or maybe the brake has come loose or something. You don't know.
Yeah.
The seat's loose. And
in addition to safety checking them, every single child's going to receive a free bicycle helmet. WARMC stepped up this year, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They paid for 6,500 flyers we put out in the tri-state area.
Great.
And they bought bike helmets for every child that will ride the course.
So the WARMC buys the helmets now?
They bought the helmets.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
I remember for years we used to get them for free from this agency or that agency, and then all of a sudden it dried up. So.
It dried up, that's right. And WARMC stepped up and said they need to protect their head. So we encourage children to come out and get that new bike helmet. Take it home, customize it, own it, enjoy it,
put
and
some
ride
stickers
it.
On it.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're riding your bike, your scooter, your skateboard, you know, roller skating, make sure that they're wearing their helmets.
Yeah.
It's the best thing they can do to protect.
Well, and you and I have a friend, John Carreri, who rides motorcycles. And I haven't talked to John recently, so I don't know if he still does. But he would ride a motorcycle, and he would wear all this gear, you know. And I said, John, you look like you're going to Alaska, and it's 88 degrees out. And he'd say, but if somebody hits me, I'm going to walk away, you know. He had elbow pads and knee pads all built into the material, the outfit.
Right.
You know, he had the whole wraparound helmet and everything. And, you know, during the Harley run, you see guys that are just cruising along with nothing. You know, they're in a tank top and no helmet. I think, oh, road rash. Oh, gosh, you know, that would hurt.
Right.
But, yeah, and the same goes for kids. You know, you see one kid riding along with no helmet, and the next one's like, no, oh, I've only got one head. I think I want to protect it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then after they get that helmet fixed up, it's the exciting time for them.
Yeah, because they get to go on the course.
Yes, they get to ride the bicycle safety course, and that's where they're going to learn the rules of the road. They're going to ride with police officers, and if they don't bring their own bike, we've got loaner bikes for them available.
Now, how long has John Crary been out there on Saturdays putting that course and drawing it out there?
Well, he doesn't anymore because he retired, lucky guy.
Oh, he doesn't have to do that?
Dan Crawford stepped up in our Parks and Rec. Keith, he's
going
to be out there. They're going to work in partnership and chalk it out real fast for me.
Okay, good.
So it comes out really, but it is the same course that John chalked for.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea how
many
years.
I've been promoting this all week, you know, and I say it's at Walmart, and it's actually behind that little building next to Walmart.
That strip mall.
Yeah, It's a safe area. You don't have to worry about me driving through there. And the kids have that whole, you got that whole area back there, which is a big parking lot.
It is.
And so they can draw the course out there, and then they got little things you set on the course, too, still, right?
Stop signs,
yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Yep.
We create a circle of confusion, absolutely. Yes.
So it's not, it's a rodeo because it's a safety rodeo. It's
absolutely.
All about, you know, kids have to stop at a stop sign, too, if they're on a bike. They don't think so, but they do.
Absolutely.
It's all part of the law. Rules of the road.
Yes.
And too many kids think, oh, I'm just on a bike. Well, yeah, you're just on a bike, but you got to stop and you got to
wait. We want to make sure people see you and that you cross safely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So in addition to that, once they're done, Walmart, again this year, has stepped up and they have provided a boys and a girls bike brand new to give away.
Wow.
Then the police officers...
They were
They've
nuts.
Always provided a boys and a girls bike for us, as long as I could ever remember.
Yeah, from the POA, right?
Yep, the Police Officers Association. They've always went down and bought us
but
a bike.
But I saw the picture. There's like 10 bikes.
22.
22 bikes?
Took a volunteer a long time to haul all those in a big trailer. And we're going to be giving those away. We've got a raffle. Every child is entered into a raffle to win a bike.
22 bikes.
Yes. So the officers have really stepped up this year and made it a humongous event for everybody. This will be wonderful. There'll be a lot of smiling faces leaving.
Somebody just went hog wild with their checkbook?
Yeah. A lot of the officers pulled money and went together and did this.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the POA, it's officers themselves.
Officers themselves.
They just threw the money in a pot and had enough to go out and buy 22 bikes.
Truckloads of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Now, how many officers are going to be there tomorrow for the drawing just to see these kids win these brand new bikes? You're going to have to videotape that and email it to every one of those officers. That's going to be exciting.
Speaking of videotaping, Emily's wonderful about videotaping. She just posted a video last night of our Bullhead City Police Department Citizens Police Academy.
Oh, okay.
And we were at the range last night.
Ah.
And at the range, all of them get to shoot our handgun and the rifle.
Oh.
So once they shot, then we did a bomb demonstration and blew up some stuff for them at the park with our bomb robots there at Tri-State Shooting Park.
Wow.
And, oh, my gosh, the video on Facebook she did is amazing.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch
it. So if you haven't watched, if you haven't liked Bullhead City Police Department, she does a really good job of showing you what the department's doing and keeping you up to date.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has, she was in earlier in the week, Wednesday, and we were talking a lot about her side of the detective bureau and
her property crimes unit.
Crimes and how she solves so many of those.
Yes.
And the reward of walking out in the lobby and giving someone back their ring or something that was stolen.
And that's one thing. When I do a neighborhood watch demonstration, I tell people, when your $25 turtle is stolen out of your yard ornament, you don't think to call the police department. But that was theft. And who knows what else that person is stealing.
Yep.
Then when we go do a search warrant or we stop a vehicle that's full of people's worldly possessions that they didn't feel necessary to report. If you don't report it, we can't return it to you.
Right.
And also we can't prosecute that person for stealing it.
Exactly.
So you're empowering our police officers to charge these people with the crimes that they're doing.
Well, I think it's so easy today to have a digital copy of everything you own.
And that's,
with your cell phones today, you can walk right through your house. It's going to take you 10 minutes to videotape your
TVs. Well, that would take you, Larry, 10
minutes.
Okay, there are some people that aren't as tech savvy. So those people need to bring their bikes out to the bike rodeo so that we can register them at Walmart, 9 a.m. to noon.
Yep,
and we have the serial number off the bike.
Right.
And if the bike's ever lost or stolen, then we know when we recover it at the police department who it belonged to
even
by
if they
running
pull
that,
that sticker
serial
off,
number.
Right?
Yeah, because we've got the serial number also, but in addition to the city license. So that's another thing. They're going to be empowering our police officers if somebody picks up your child's BMX bike and takes off and they're riding around town because they don't have a driver's license using that bike for their mode of transportation. When the officer stops him and runs that serial number, since you know it from having it registered, you can enter it in the National Crime Computer Stolen.
Ah.
The person's in possession of stolen property. They're arrested for that.
Yep.
And then we can return your bike to you. Win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But like I said, you know, Diane Beardsley.
She's the woman. Her and Jenny Borland hauled those bikes for me. All those bikes.
Look what she said. Look what she just texted me. Yeah.
You know that she is going to go kayaking with me for a full moon kayak trip this summer.
Oh yeah.
Everybody should do that.
And that's for Shop of the Cop, right?
No, we're not doing a fundraiser. We're just having some fun kayaking
for
the full
moon
trip. We've done a Shop of the Cop kayak trip this year.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing it. It was a Sunday morning. We all launched, and it was a picturesque, beautiful day out there on the river.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you and Andy Severiano work on that Shop with a Cop, right?
We have a four-person board. It's,
He's
our president, and he does an amazing job. And his vice president is Corporal Brian Warren.
Oh, he's a corporal now?
Yes. And then we have Senior Emergency Services Dispatcher Jolynn McCabe.
Okay.
And she and Marvin from the fire department give us great support at the Shop of the Cop. So they're an amazing board, and we're able to do so much for the kids here in Bullhead City.
Good, because that's important.
It absolutely is. And I don't know if everybody knows what Shop with a Cop is.
Well, tell us.
Okay. Well, on the first Saturday each year, we take in Bullhead City of December, we take 110 to 115 underprivileged children shopping with police officers at Walmart in Bullhead City.
That's amazing.
And what they get to do is they get to spend $100 on anything they want. They can buy a warm jacket or toys. Or one child said, I really like potatoes. We never get enough potatoes in our house. And bought a humongous bag of potatoes.
Isn't that crazy?
It's what's important to the child.
But now, how's that day start at the...
At the Elks Lodge. We have breakfast at the Elks Lodge where we check in the children. We have face painting available in case they want to have a fun time with the face painter. Shelley does an amazing job for us out there. And we're going to have a new one this year that we've never had. So that'll be exciting. We'll have probably two of them this year because there's so many kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll get more of that one-on-one. And they're having breakfast one-on-one with the police officers.
And then they get in the patrol car.
And then they get in the patrol car and we do a parade with lights and sirens all the way to Walmart.
And that kid that sits in the front seat's always down there tweaking the fire, the siren and playing with it.
Talking on the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times they've told me I'm under arrest.
I always like the fact that you see all these people posting on Facebook that Saturday, where's all the cops going?
Right.
Well,
what's going on?
It's publicized everywhere. Shop with a Cop Saturday morning, right after the boombox parade. The next morning, this happens. It's a tradition.
It is.
How
and
many
it's
years?
Just, it's longer than the bike rodeo, more than 24 years. So,
Well, it goes way back.
Yeah, way back. And I got to tell you, the kids love it. It's an amazing morning. And the officers love it.
Oh,
the dispatchers love it. Our animal care and welfare, they're all out there working to make it a good morning for those
CHP
kids.
CHP to participate.
Absolutely.
And the tribal police. And
each year we have Nevada Highway Patrol comes in and helps. We have a couple Las Vegas Metro officers that come over. We've also got the park rangers, the National Park Service rangers.
And how many times does a kid go to 109, 110, and that officer's reaching in his pocket making
Absolutely.
That difference?
Yeah. Mojave County Search and Rescue steps up every single year. Our Bullhead City Police Auxiliary are out there.
And your chief's out there.
Our chief, each year, he's a huge supporter of Shop with a Cop. Brian Williamson is an amazing supporter.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times I've went to him and went, what do you think of this idea? Can we do this? Can we do that?
Yeah.
And he's right there going, do I have to go to that, Lori?
Yep. And you guys say, yes, you do. Exactly.
Right.
All right, Lori, let us take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be back momentarily, a little bit more with Lori here.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses. During our warmer months, you can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
It's a Fab Four Friday.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and
Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And we're visiting with Lori Duggins from the Bullhead City Police Department. And we've talked about a lot of things, but coming up here real soon, next week, Wednesday, what do you have Wednesday?
The Bullhead City Police Officers Memorial, where we pay tribute to all the officers that have fallen right here in the tri-state area.
Yeah, and in Phoenix area, there's been a few this year.
Yes, absolutely. It's a time for the community to come out and show their support. And in a day and age where I think that it's really appreciated by the officers. We have a beautiful community that supports Bullhead City Police Department, but we sure would like to see people come out, join us 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
9 a.m. Wednesday, and whereabouts?
It's May 15th, Wednesday, May 15th, and it's in front of the flagpole right behind the City Council chambers there at 1255 Marina Boulevard.
Oh, so right there at City Hall.
Mm-hmm. They'll see the easy ups in the chairs, and it's a beautiful service. It's short. And they really get to see the officers dressed up in their Class A uniforms And the officers get to see the citizens coming out and showing their support for what they do every single day.
I always liked it when John Anderson was on city council, and he's a retired chief officer from the LA County Sheriff's Office, and he would put on his sheriff's deputy uniform and show up out there, and I thought, he only does that so everybody can know he still fits in it, you know? Because a lot of police officers, after they retire 4 or 5 years down the road, they don't fit in that uniform anymore. I know I don't fit in my uniform from the fire department anymore. So that's Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Right
there at City Hall.
Yeah.
And like you said, just come down and view it and be a part of it.
Right. There's no cost, no obligation. Yeah. It's just to come out and shake hands.
It's kind of a moving ceremony, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't last very long. It'll be less than an hour long. Yeah. And it's very beautiful. They do a nice tribute to all the officers that have fallen here in the area.
Good. All right, so the bike rodeo will wrap up is Saturday, tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to noon.
9 a.m. to noon. Oh, I had 1 p.m. Oh.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
And we're right there behind the strip mall that's to the south of the Walmart.
Yeah, right behind AT&T and H&R Block, and there's a chiropractor in there.
Absolutely.
And people line up at 8:30. They're always in line.
A lot of them have more things to do. Their kids are involved in T-ball and so it doesn't take them very long. We register their bicycle.
Yep.
We give each child a free bike helmet, and then we safety check their bike if they bring it. If they don't bring it, then we give them a loaner bike to ride.
Right.
And then they go out and ride the course with the police officers and learn the rules of the road
Carol Pinkstein told me she's going to be registering people.
She is. She volunteers every single year for us.
And John Jones always brings that 1938 fire truck.
I hope we get to see it again. It's so beautiful.
I know.
It is so, and people can take pictures with it with their children.
Yep. And I think now he disconnects the battery because the kids usually get in and honk the horn and run the battery down. So I think he finally learned, I'm just going to disconnect this battery when I park it. You know.
That is one veteran who, with the fire department, that has fixed many bikes for us over the years.
Yep.
And I just love when the kids walk in and they see our fire inspector, Bobby Skeen, there, and the fire investigator.
Yep.
They walk in, Miss Barbie.
Oh, yeah. And Lori Viles.
Oh, now that she's out the classrooms doing the public information and the public education. She's also getting known, Miss Lori, and it's so wonderful. I'm like, I'm with celebrities out here.
Well, and the most positive thing out of the whole experience, and like you were talking about Shop of the Cop, is kids get to interact with a police officer in a very casual atmosphere, a fun atmosphere, and not used to not where the police officer knocks on the door for some reason, whatever that may be. But now they're out with him, and they call him by his first name.
Absolutely.
And they're riding the bike with him, you know.
Yes, they see them, the officers, riding bicycles, and it really makes them more human. And Lord forbid if you're ever in a serious car accident, or if, you know, the child's a victim of something, you know, throughout their childhood, or, you know, even as in their adult life, they'll reflect back to that positive experience.
Well, and not only that, but you and I know, too, that police officers have kids, too. They're out on the soccer fields.
They're mothers, fathers, grandfathers.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They are just people in our community with a heart to
serve.
They're
Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, and they're out there on the soccer fields. And so, you know, a youth may see them at the bike rodeo in uniform, and they may see him 2 weeks later on the soccer field with his kid, and they realize he's a policeman. Mom, remember him? You know.
Yes,
it's
absolutely
a whole different experience.
It really is a wonderful thing that our community does, and it takes a whole community.
It does.
Between Warmsea, Kiwanis,
Walmart giving us our
parking lot, our free bikes were given away this year. It's just the whole community comes together, and they're there. Our police auxiliary, the explorers for the police department, with the fire department, same thing. Our citizens emergency response team, we've talked a lot about how we safety check the bikes.
They're the ones hands-on doing that every
single bike, making sure those kids ride safe.
Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, Lori, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at Walmart in Bullhead City.
I hope to see everybody there.
I hope so, too. All right, we'll be back in a few moments with Amber Parker.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
It's time for mom. You know, the lady that raised you. The one who gave you guilt trips. The one who picked you up in the rain wearing her jammies and hair and curlers. The one who cuddled you during thunderstorms. The one who was the go-between between you and dad. Mom, she really is your hero. Show mom how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a little something from Lady Di's Florist of Lake Havasu City. Have your Mother's Day greeting delivered by Lady Di's Florist, 928-855-2161.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection, along with Mojave Electric Cooperative with their Co-op Connection card. You save money there if you have one. And then Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can go test drive any car on the lot, but you can order a brand new Hyundai, any color you want, any kind of material in the interior and all that good stuff. Now we're back, and we have two guests now. I have Amber Parker DeWitt, who I've known since she was the size of her daughter. Actually, I've known your mommy since she was this big. You didn't know that, did you? No. And we have with us, what is your name? You got to put that microphone right
Parker.
Up here. What is your first name?
Parker.
Parker? Well, that's a cute name. That's your mom's last name, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you already know that?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how old are you?
Six.
You're six already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, a couple years ago, I was at the Trunk or Treat, and I think you won a prize because I heard them announce your name over the speaker. Did you win a costume prize that day?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, you did, huh? I remember that. I remember. Now, what school do you go to?
Diamondback.
Oh, Diamondback. That's right up by the dispatch center up there on the hill, huh? Yeah. And who's your teacher?
Miss Starkey.
Okay. And what grade are you in, Parker?
Kindergarten.
Oh, and the last day of school is like in the next couple of weeks, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then what are you going to do over the summer?
I don't know.
You want a vacation? Go on trips? Let me set your mom and dad up. Yeah, let me set your mom and dad up here. And so, do you plan any vacations, Amber?
So actually, we have the Miss Mojave Cinderella state pageant. So we're going to go to Tucson, Arizona to compete. And that's going to be the first week of our summer break. So
oh,
we're
wow.
very excited.
So that's coming up pretty quick then.
Yes.
And you're going to compete. What is your title? What is your title? Miss Cinderella or?
Miss Cinderella Tot.
Miss Cinderella Tot. Okay. So 6 years old are called tots.
Yes. So Cinderella Tot's 3 to 6 years old.
Okay. So, and you've already won locally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go to the state and you could win the whole state?
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it?
That's the plan, huh?
Yeah. So are you practicing and practicing your walk and answering questions and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you have, like, a special dress you're going to wear?
Yeah.
Where did you get your special dress?
Mm. My mom.
Your mom? Of course, huh? Yeah.
And Grandma.
I was going to think, I think Grandma told me she bought it for you. Did she help out? Yeah, okay. So what are your hobbies? What else do you like to do?
Dance, basketball, soccer, and piano.
Wow. You're busy. You have a lot of hobbies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what position do you play in soccer? Are you the one that scores or are you the goalie?
I don't know.
You don't remember, huh? Because you guys play all over the field, don't you?
Yeah, that level, they get to kind of do everything.
Yep. And your coach is usually right out there in the middle of the field with you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know who was a big a soccer player in her day?
My mom.
Yeah, she was good. She was good when she was a little kid. She was a little older than you when she started playing. But she knew how to get it into the goal. She would drive it all the way down there. So what awards have you already won? You said you were Miss Cinderella Tot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are there other awards that you've won?
So she's competed in a Kingman pageant before, and she won the talent. And she recently competed in Las Vegas with her solo, and she received 4 stars. She's really excited
wow.
about that. And then the overall tot, so that's the big one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. That's great, I think. So now, what did you do at Planet Hollywood? Did you participate in competition there?
I did a solo.
You did a solo?
Mm-hmm.
On the piano?
No.
Or you sang?
I danced.
You sang?
I danced.
Oh, you danced as a solo? All by yourself? Isn't that kind of frightening to get out on the stage all by yourself and dance? It is, huh?
The first time I cried.
You cried the first time? Was there a lot of people watching?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes you nervous, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I cried too. It was nerve-wracking. But she went out and did it, so I was
so you weren't
really
the only
proud
one.
Of her.
Yeah, you weren't the only one crying, huh? So your mom was crying too?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's pretty proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it costs a lot of money to do all this stuff, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you trying to raise money or are you trying to get some people to sponsor you?
Both.
Both? Okay. All right. If somebody wanted to sponsor, let me ask Amber. So if somebody wants to sponsor Parker as she goes to Tucson, what do they need to do?
Yes, if they could contact me, I can give my phone number at the end.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And we are doing a couple different things. So she's trying to get some local sponsors, of course, to represent Mojave County. But also we have Taco Tuesday coming up with Mojave Steakhouse, and that's going to be May 21st. We are selling tickets. The event will go from noon to 8 p.m. It's $10 per person. You get 3 tacos, a side of beans, a soft drink, and dessert, all for $10, so really great
value.
That's
a good deal, yeah.
We'll be working it, so we'll be the staff there, too.
So if I go there, you're going to bring me my tacos?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll give her the plates, but she'll greet, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, good. So
I'll probably be giving the tacos.
You'll show me where to sit down, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to talk. You have to say yes. You can't shake your head. They can't hear you shake your head.
You
so
say.
That's coming up the 20...
21st.
Okay, the 21st.
A Tuesday.
A Tuesday. All right.
And it's from noon to 8 p.m. And that actually supports all of our Mojave County Cinderella overall winners.
Okay. So mm-hmm. And then how many different categories are there?
There's quite a few as far as the Cinderella girls that are participating for state. You have Cinderella Tot, that's Parker. Cinderella Miniature Miss is Riley, that's 7 to 9 years old. Cinderella Miss is 10 to 12, and Cinderella Teen 13 to 17, and then Cinderella Woman 18 to 29. You had Vanessa.
Yes, back
here
in
earlier.
April, yeah.
Yes, and she's representing as Cinderella
Woman. She wore her crown when she came in here and everything. Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. I brought it, but we didn't do it.
That's okay. All right, so you're excited about going to Tucson and competing?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. So now, are you going to play the piano down there, or are you going to dance?
Actually, her age group does not have a talent.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, which was a bit of a bummer because we were really
you're
prepared.
You're so talented, yeah. You're so talented, aren't you? Do you have a private teacher that teaches you piano?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? And then who teaches you dance?
A lot of teachers. Mm-hmm.
A lot of teachers. You go to a dance studio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. What's the name of the dance studio?
Dance
Zoo.
Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Is that Danielle?
Yes.
Yeah, I know Danielle. Yeah. So she's been dancing her whole life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was actually a Cinderella girl as
oh,
well.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Back in the day when Denise Schwartzman ran it.
Exactly.
And Bob. They ran it for a long time in our area. They ended up buying a PA system and traveling and doing mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff with the Cinderella pageant. Well, this is pretty exciting for you. And you're so young to be going so far.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What are you going to do next year?
I don't know.
You're going to compete again next year in the next level?
Mm-hmm.
When you go out of a tot and then you go into the next level?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to compete then too?
Yes.
Good.
If she's
good.
Enjoying it. So,
yeah.
You know,
and
we
you
change
are now,
it
yeah.
every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and are you playing soccer on a team on a regular basis?
Just seasonal.
Just whenever mm-hmm. the season hits,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
right now it's not soccer season.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those families committed to it 24/7, like Jeff Tipton. They
We're
travel.
Not quite there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, the travel but. Teams now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She does dance year-round and piano. She used to be pretty active in karate, but it's really hard to, you know, plan our evenings and make
yeah.
sure those carpools. So we had to kind of narrow it down a bit this year.
Yeah. And you want to give a commercial for your daddy? Where's your daddy work?
Riviera Floor Covering.
Yeah, Riviera Floor Covering, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And him and his mom and dad own it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
And your daddy's in charge. You know, your daddy put tile in my house and carpet.
No.
Yeah, he did. Well, he didn't do it himself, but he came up and measured it all and made sure it was done right. He's pretty good at that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have new tile in your house?
We actually have wood laminate.
Oh, yeah, wood laminate. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll bet your daddy put it in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's very talented. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today. And we'll have your mom give her phone number so that anybody that wants to sponsor you or make a donation, if they just want to give you $10 or $20, or if someone's listening with a business and they want to give you a couple hundred or something, then they can call your mom and they can be one of your sponsors. Would that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
It would, huh? And then you could have a lot of money to go to Tucson. Because you got to stay in a hotel and gas and everything. It gets expensive, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it does.
Because I'll bet you're a big eater.
I wish.
No?
No.
No?
It's mac and cheese. And
that's the best stuff, isn't it?
It's her favorite.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
chicken.
Someone's calling in with a question.
Oh.
Let's see what kind of question they have for you.
I could be one of your sponsors.
Hello, listener.
Cool.
Hello. You're on the air.
Larry June Force, please.
This is Larry. You're live on the air.
Yes, I was wanting to ask a question to your guest speaker.
Go right ahead.
Parker, I heard you play karate, too, that you competed in karate.
Yeah, she's not wearing a headset, so she can't hear you. I'll repeat the question. Go ahead.
She participated in karate for a couple of years, and I believe somebody had told me that she was pretty good, and she made it up to orange belt and can kick a board into.
Ah. So this person on the phone is saying that you're very, very good in karate. Yeah, and you participate, and you've done, like, karate contests?
For your orange belt?
Yeah.
You're an orange belt?
Mm-hmm.
And you start with a white belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you're up to an orange already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Remind me to open the door when you leave. Yeah.
Can you tell him how you earned your orange belt?
Mm.
What did he do? What did you break?
The board.
You broke a board?
Mm-hmm.
With your hands?
My feet.
Your feet? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Now, you don't pick on your brother because you're that strong, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay. How old's your brother?
Four.
He's four. What's his name?
Preston.
So we have Preston and Parker. Wow. DeWitt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I really hope you do really good in Tucson, because if you win the whole state, I want you to come back on the show and talk to us again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. All right? And we'll talk to you again sometime, all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Do you want me to?
Oh, you want to give your phone number one more time, or first time?
So if you are interested in sponsoring Parker or any of the Cinderella girls, please reach out to me. You can send me a text or call me. My phone number is 702-374-6615. That's 702-374-6615. She will be competing in Tucson, Arizona for the state competition June 2nd through the 8th. We are also doing a fundraiser for Taco Tuesday at Mojave Steakhouse May 21st, and she has a walk-a-thon the next weekend and a cleanup. So we're doing lots of things to get her there, and we're very excited about the opportunity. Cinderella is actually the number one youth development program, and it's a scholarship pageant. So it teaches a lot of other things, and it's not just a beauty pageant. It's poise, confidence, self-esteem. We're starting her young, but we're really excited to represent Mojave County and bring back the magic that Denise Schwartzman brought to Bullhead City.
Awesome. All right. Well, Parker, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see you next time, because you're going to win state. We're going to have you in here again.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com. Your boat doesn't need to look like that. The seats, carpet, rails, and engine cover are all sun-scorched. Well, drop it off at the upholstery shop. David Miner and his team of professionals can restore your boat's interior to like-new condition. Yeah, show it off again and be proud. The Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City does more than restore auto, boat, home, and patio furnishings. They restore your image and pride. The Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
Take advantage of the White Sheet. This week, you'll find many offers for mom in the Lake Havasu White Sheet. You'll find huge savings from local merchants. Plus, enter to win a $100 gift certificate to be redeemed at a merchant of your choice on the Mother's Day pages 18 and 19 inside this week's White Sheet. There's no purchase necessary. Just fill out the entry form, fax, scan, or drop off at the White Sheet office. Winner to be drawn this weekend. Find something special for mom this Mother's Day in the White Sheet.
When I get older, losing my hair. And see, this is my song because I'm 64, but I haven't lost my hair yet. It's Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And, of course, our sponsors are Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And Amber and Little Parker are sticking around here. So, one of the first things on my list here, Amber and Parker, is the bike rodeo. Are you going to the bike rodeo tomorrow? Oh, you got to move her. There we go. Are you going to go to the bike rodeo tomorrow?
Oh. We haven't talked about it too much.
Oh, okay.
We saw the flyer, but we've gone every year.
Oh, good.
And they've always had their balance bikes, and they've just been, you know, movers. Everyone's always shocked that,
good,
you know, they've been so young and riding bikes. So now we're actually going to have the older bikes, right, with the pedals and everything. So we'll probably try to make it. She also has dance practice.
Yeah. And they're giving away 22 bikes from the police department and 2 bikes from Walmart. So 24 kids tomorrow are going to win a brand new bike at the bike rodeo. And I think everyone got a flyer in their school. You got one in your school, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think everyone got a flyer this week. And, of course, Lori Duggins was here from 9 o'clock until noon tomorrow at behind Walmart. And if you have any questions, you can call Lori at 763-9200. Also tomorrow, do you play golf?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, you can participate tomorrow in the 31st annual John McCormick Chip-In for Kids Golf Tournament for the Boys and Girls Club at El Rio Golf Course. If you have any questions, you call Autumn at 763-1411. If you're in Kingman tomorrow, they have the Sounds of Broadway at the with the Kingman Concert Band, and that's at the Mojave County Library, 7 p.m., and it's free. If you have any questions, you call 853-3846. Also in Kingman tomorrow, they're having the Kingman Farmers Market, and that's at Thunderbird Event Center from 8 a.m. until noon. If you have any questions, you call Tom, and Tom's number is 542-6059. And in Needles tomorrow, they're having a rabies and licensing clinic at the Needles Animal Shelter. That's 8 a.m. till 11. And if you have any questions, call the shelter at 760-326-4952. Do you have pets, Parker?
Yeah.
What do you have?
A dog.
What's your dog's name?
Stan.
Stan? You call your dog Stan?
Stanley.
I have a next door neighbor. You want to know what his name is?
Mm-hmm.
Stan. And he's not a dog. He's a human. But your dog's probably more fun, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our dog's pretty fun.
Okay. All right. Also coming up next week in Needles, the 15th, Wednesday, it's the Run for the Wall. They're going all the way across the country. They're going to be in Needles, about 400 bike motorcycles, right around 1:45 for lunch at Santa Fe Park. If you want to go down and participate in that, or if you have any questions, you just call the chamber in Needles at 760-326-2050. And then coming up Thursday night, this will be a great place to go get some sponsors. The Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce is having a chamber mixer, and it's at Culver's. And that's at 5:30. And the phone number for the chamber, if you have any questions, is 754-4121. Have you been to Culver's?
Yeah.
You like the custard?
She hasn't had the custard. I know.
She hasn't?
No. She's had the chicken strips, though, and she really likes those.
Oh, you like the chicken strips?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. My friends Ken and Lori, they own that place. I'm going to tell them you like the chicken strips.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someday your mom will let you have some custard.
I know.
Yeah.
Mean mom.
Yeah. She's working on your figure for this competition. She doesn't let me have custard. All right. Coming up also next Friday night, a week from today, and there's a possibility he could be in studio next Friday. Willie Nelson and family are at Harrah's at 9 p.m. And if you need tickets, you call the Total Reward Center at 702-298-8510. Coming up on next Saturday, the 18th, the River Valley Devils Youth Football and Cheer. This is the last opportunity to sign up, and it's for ages 5 to 14. And you can go to Javelina's Coffee Express. That's 9 to noon, and that's out there in the valley. And that's the last time to sign up before they start playing football and cheer. Also on the 18th, coming in next week, will be Lori Viles from the Bullhead City Police Fire Department to talk about this. It's a life jacket exchange program put on by the Bullhead City Fire Department and the Arizona Fish and Game. It's going to be at Fire Station 2 on Highway 95, 1260 Highway 95, right across from the softball fields there. And it's actually 2 days. Saturday is 8 to 4, and Sunday is 10 to 2. Whoops, excuse me. Skip lines here. It's actually on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. All right? And if you have any questions, you can call Lori Viles at the Bullhead City Fire Department, 754-2001. And then also on the 18th and 19th, 2 days, is a huge indoor rummage sale put on by the Boys and Girls Club. That's Saturday from 8 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 2. If you have any questions, you call the club at 763-1411. Also, next Saturday the 18th, they're having a mental health awareness day. I think the owner of the station is going to send me there. It's put on by My Kid, and that's at Centennial Park from noon to 3 in Kingman. If you have any questions, you call Amy, and that is 308-1240. That's going to wrap it up for this week. We've had a lot of great guests, and we've had our youngest guest in the studio. I'm so lucky. Thank you for coming, Parker.
You're welcome.
Okay. And so we'll wrap it up today. All the moms out there, and you too, Amber, have a super Mother's Day. And we'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt, now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.